Father, God, Father, above, Mr. Hayes, so he's like a sore throat. How are you, Bumbika? With 13 sore throats in the amygdala, either a box is shaped like a chauffeur, narrow on top, and wide on the bottom. As money was placed in these boxes so that nobody should place their hands into the box and take out the money, they were shaped like a chauffeur. Because of Atlanta, written on these boxes were the following. Ticklin Hotterton. One box had written on it, New Shikala. Those were for the Masters of Shekel of the present year. And then when it was time for the Truman Talishka, money would be taken out of those boxes and placed in the Lishka, and then they would do the Truman Talishka from that money. The Ticklin Hotterton. One box had written on it, Old Shikala. We'll see later on what this box was for. Keenan. One box had written on it, Keenan. These were for Torim Gedola, for large pigeons that were brought out of Corbin. The Gozley Ola. One box had written on it, Gozley Ola. These were for somebody who's bringing doves for a Corbin. Aitzen. One box was written on it, Aitzen Wood. Somebody who wanted to donate wood for the Mizbeach would put money in this box. Lavona. One box had written on it, Lavona. For somebody who wanted to donate Lavona to be burnt on the Mizbeach, he would put money in that box. Zahav Likapor. Next box was written on it, Zav Likaporis. The money from that box would be used to buy gold for clay shirts. Shisha Linidava. Six box had written on it, Nidava. Those were for somebody who set aside money for a Corbin and he had money left over. He would put money in the box that was marked Nidava. One box was written on it, Nidava for Chatas, and the other box was written on it, Nidava for Asham, and the other box was written on it, Nidava for Kine Zavin Zavos Vyoldos. The fourth box was written on it, Nidava for Karbanos Nazir, and the fifth was written on it, Nidava for Asham Mitzora. And these five boxes were for somebody who bought one of those Karbanos, and he had set aside money for the Korban and had leftover money, he would put it in the appropriate box. And the sixth box was written on it, Nidava Stuff. That's for somebody who wanted to donate money for Kayat HaMizbeach, for Karbanos, that are put on the Mizbeach when there's no other Karbanos that are being brought at that moment, but put money in the box that was written on it, Nidava Stuff. Tiklin Chadetit, Shabakal Shana Vishana. The box that sit on it, Tiklin Chadetit. That was for the Masters of Shekel for each year. Somebody who was donating a Masters of Shekel for the present year would put his money in that box. Atikin. Mishal Shekel Ishtakin, Shekel Lishana Abba. The box that was written on it, Tiklin Atikin, were for somebody who failed to give the Masters of Shekel for the previous year. He wants to make up for it now. He would put the Masters of Shekel on the box that said Tiklin Atikin. And the money from that box would be taken and put into the Shi'are Halishka. Kenan ain't turn. The Gozli Oilo Hembre Yoina. The Kulan Oilo Sibre Rabbi Yehuda. The box was set on a Kenan. That's for somebody who wanted to bring turn, wanted to bring pigeon as a korba. The box was set on a Gozli Oilo. That's for somebody who wanted to bring Nayona dough for a korba. Who would put money in that box? And all the money would be used to buy Karbanos Ola, according to Rabbi Yehuda. As the money in these boxes were brought for Karbanos Nidava, somebody who is menade to bring a bird as a korban, he brings it as an Ola. As opposed to somebody who is mechuyah to bring birds for a korban, such as a Zav Zava or Yoledes, one of the birds that he brings would be a Chatas, and the other one would be an Ola. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the money that is brought for somebody who is mechuyah to bring birds is not put in any of the boxes, instead it's put in the hands of the Kohen. The Chacham Oimrim, Kinin Echad Chato, the Echad Ola. The Chacham say the box that is marked Kinin would be used to buy both a Korban Chato and a Korban Ola. And the point of the Chacham is somebody who is Mechuyah to bring birds for a Korban, such as a Zav, Zav, or Yoledes, would not put the money in the hands of the coin. Instead, he would put it in the box that is marked Kinin, so therefore the money from that box would be used to buy birds, both for a Korban Chato and a Korban Ola. The Gozle Ola, Kulan Ola. And the box that is marked Gozle Ola, that's for people who want to bring birds for a korban as a nedava, so therefore all the money in that box would be used to buy korbanos olos. Somebody who said that it's on me to bring Aser, he promises to be menadev Aser to donate wood to be used on the Mizbeah. He is not allowed to give less than two logs of wood that are used on the Mizbeah. Now we're talking about where he promised to be menadev Aser, so therefore, he has to bring at least two logs of wood. But if he didn't make a promise, he can bring any amount of wood that he wants to donate to be used on the Mizbeah. Levina Layifchois Mekoim. Somebody who promises he's going to be menadev Levina to be burnt on the Mizbeah, he cannot give less than a handful of Levina.
And again, we're talking about where he promised to bring the Levona. If he didn't make a promise, he could bring any amount of Levona that he wants to donate to be used on the Mizbeah. Zahav lo yivchois meidinuzav. Somebody who promises that he's going to donate gold to be used for the Klishari, he cannot give less than one dinar of gold. And again, we're talking about where he promised to be menatim gold. But if he stam wants to bring gold, he could bring even a small amount. Now we're talking about where he said he's going to be menatim imatbeah of gold, a coin of gold. In such a case, the smallest coin he's allowed to be menatim is a dinar of gold. However, if he doesn't mention a coin of gold, he just says he wants to be menatim of gold, in such a case, he doesn't have to bring a dinar worth of gold. Instead, he could bring the amount of gold that would be used in making a small fork, which is the smallest klisharis that is used in the Beit HaMikdash. Shisha linida. We said in the previous mission that six of the shofros, six of the boxes that were in the Beit HaMikdash, was for nidava, for people who set aside money for a chatas or an asham, and had some money left over when they bought their korban, that money would go into the boxes that are marked nidava. Nidava mahayu isimba. What did they do with the money that were in the boxes that were labeled nidava? Lokam ba'ola. The money would be used to buy korban olos, in which the basa would go to Hashem and the oil would go to the korban. That is the din of a korban olo. The entire korban is burnt on the mizbeah with the exception of the oil. The hide of the korban is given to the korban. Then midrash darsh yoyada korban gadol. Asham hu, asham, asham l'Hashem. Yoyada korban gadol darsh in the following pasuk to learn out that the money that's left over that has been set aside from a korban chatos or a korban asham should be used to buy korbanos olos. As the pasuk says, asham hu, asham, asham l'Hashem. The pasuk is referring to money that is left over that has been set aside for an asham. And first the pasuk says, asham hu, which implies that the money that has been set aside is used for the same purposes of an asham, that part of it is given to the korban. Yes, the pasuk says, asham, asham l'Hashem, money that is set aside is left over from an asham or an asham, meaning the two different types of korbanos that are brought for an aveira, which is a korban asher and a korban chatos. The money that is left over will go to Hashem, which implies it's kula Hashem, entirely to Hashem, which is different than a korban asher, which is partially eaten by a kohen. So instead, we learn out from there that the money that is left over would not be used to buy a korban asher, which is partially eaten by the kohen. And instead, it's used to buy a korban ola, which is entirely consumed on the mizbeah. However, some of it is given to the kohen, which is the ore of the korban. The hide of the korban is given to the kohen. This is a general rule that we can learn out from that pasuk. Anytime you have money left over from a korban that is brought for a chet or an ashma, a korban such as a chatos or an asham, the money that is left over will be used to buy korbanos olos. The basa is entirely consumed on the mizbeah, while the hide is given to the korban. Nintzu shnei ksuvim kayamim, asham l'Hashem, v'asham l'korban. That way, we fulfill both psukim, asham to Hashem, that we use the money for a korban olah, which is entirely consumed on the mizbeah. That goes l'Hashem, and asham l'korban. Well, part of it does go to the korban, which is the ore of the korban. That goes to the korban. But Omer, it says in the pasuk, kesef asham v'kesef chatos lo yuba beis Hashem l'korban yu. Money that is set aside for an asham and the money that is set aside for a chatos should not be brought into the house of Hashem. It goes to the kohen. Now we can't take this pasuk literally, that money that was set aside for a korban chatos or a korban asham would be given to the kohen. So it must be that the pasuk is referring to money that is left over that had been set aside to buy a korban chatos or a korban asham. That money that is left over would be used to buy a korban ola, in which the basar is consumed on the mizbeah, while the ore is given to the korban. So that was the pasuk said, l'kornim yiyu, that's referring to the ore of the korban. The ore of the korban olah would go to the korban.